There's a tendering process that's been going on for us to expand our airport. There were, you know, obviously some issues with the process, and the board of the Kenya Airport Authority did take some actions. We've also been looking at it from a cabinet and from a Ministry of Transport, and saying we want to make sure it's there's transparency, and we know what is being done, and Kenyans get good value for money. So some people are not happy with that, and they've been, you know, campaigning, going to the media, and eventually they went to looking for support from members of Parliament, who then raised a question, and I did respond to it, and I offered that we should have this matter looked more thoroughly through a parliamentary committee, so we can get all the truth. And the Speaker did order that the matter be looked by a joint committee of budget or finance and on transport.
The MPs questioned why you ignore the advice of cabinet or infrastructure, and then you went ahead to cancel a previous contract that cost Kenyans a lot of money. And so...
There's no contract. There's no contract that has been entered. So the issue of cancellation does not arise. What the tenderer is trying to do is to force a contract to be entered, right? Because they believe, in their own way, that they believe they are the only ones who won the bid. But they are competing against only themselves. And we want fair competition. So there are some issues that need to be looked at to make sure there's good value. And what they did is they gave some members of parliament, you know, one side of the story. But within the committee, we'll get an opportunity to get the full side, both sides, you know, 360 degrees. Version of the stories, and then the parliament will get the full picture.
Some people are saying that you didn't take the right decision and that will cost Kenya a lot of money and all that. So, and you said that your action will rather save Kenyans money. Why is there a controversy surrounding this airport that Kenya wants to expand?
No, there's no controversy in terms of the intention to expand. And indeed, we have already taken measures to continue the project through another process, right? But what was being planned or worked out from that perspective, in terms of the earlier tender, was not obviously going to give us what we wanted, and not at a very expensive rate. I'm very keen on ensuring that obviously Kenyans get good value for money, and that the end users of the airport will get what we wanted as a hub, not just some, you know, fancy construction, but something that is responsive to the need, something that is functional, and something that will be usable by, you know, our airlines and the people who travel through Kenya. So I'm very keen to ensure that Kenyans get, and the international traveling community, get the airport that they deserve, at par with, you know, Miami, at par with Chicago, at par with, you know, Beijing Airport. And not just some concussion of an airport, and obviously at a very expensive rate.
Now, so, Honorable, that means you are denying the accusations being leveled against you by some of your colleague MPs that you cancelled a contract whose procurement had been cleared not only by the Attorney General, but also by the Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission.
No, what they were quoting is selective letters, right, that were obtained even without necessarily needing them. Because nobody had accused the chaps, you know, it's a kind of an acted drama where you go getting clearances before you've been accused, which doesn't make sense to me. But I've looked at the whole process, and the board looked at the whole process. The board was uncomfortable. They came to me. They told me they're uncomfortable. I agreed with them, and we started a new process of ensuring that we get a good airport. Within the time that we synchronize with the growth of our traffic numbers. So what I want to assure the people is that there's no loss of, you know, time in terms of getting an airport, but more importantly, we're going to get good value for money with the development. But I don't want to get into the intrinsic details except to tell people that this is perhaps one of the classic cases of corruption fighting back.
So you think the parliamentary committee would be able to thoroughly investigate the circumstances about this tender bid, and then Kenyans will know what went wrong?
The truth. That's right. And that's what I want. And that's why I offered that the matter should be is best addressed instead of on the floor of the House, where we can't have enough time to interrogate the document. We do it within the framework of the relevant committee of the House, where they will have enough time to call for witnesses and to sit and get to visit the airport, get to visit the people, see what they have happening. We give them all the information that we have, and then everyone will be better off, you know, knowing what we're doing rather than getting piecemeal information.
What do you expect Kenyans to know about this process that it's supposedly mired in accusations and counter-accusations?
No, I think Kenyans just need to know that they have a minister for transport who cares about them and who cares about their money and who is keen on delivering a high-class airport at good value to the Kenyan people.
How much money are we talking about here that this airport is going to cost? I'm reading that it's between $500 million and $653 million.
Yes. And you see, that's not cheap money. Yeah. So for that kind of money, you need to be very careful what you're getting and how you're getting it.
So the entire tendering process is where the problem is?
The board had called for a stoppage of the contract. But there is, some people saying, why are we stopping? Why not go on? And we are saying, if we go on, we don't get value. Yeah? If we stop, are we having a risk of being sued? But what are we being sued for when there's no contract? So it's kind of push and pull. But at the end of it all is when you start seeing the direction it's taking, when it starts going to the media, when it starts going to parliament and lobbying, then it ceases being a commercial contract. It becomes a political contract, right? And we need to make sure that we insulate the people from political gerrymandering, right, in contractual matters.